Okay, that's weird. Well, you can kind of hear my theme song. Okay, we're off to a great start. Welcome to The Mess. My name is Jesse Roth, and I am here with one of my great friends. She's a comedian. She is a gardener at the Brooklyn Bridge Park. And she's from Texas, and those are three really important things about her. But I'm really excited for this week because she really picked the theme, and it's not music that I normally listen to, so I'm about to get an education from my good friend, Stephanie Pace. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Okay, great. We can hear you.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm so happy to have you. I don't normally start the show with such technical difficulties, but
yeah.
This is live radio after all.
Should I hear you in my headphones?
Can you?
No.
You can't hear me. That is weird. You can't hear me at all.
No.
Cut. I'm not sure why that's happening. And I'm hoping.
Oh, wait, do that again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pressing this button that says talk to guest. So I guess maybe this is what it is. I'll have to figure that out during our first song. So the theme that you, well, at first I was just like, you know, anything you want to pick. And then this theme kind of came to you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah. So when we started talking, I said I wanted to do country music, but then I realized every song I picked, I think, was more specific. So the theme is sad bastard cowboy music.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it kind of doubles as an alcoholism playlist, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good time. It's mostly about listening to country music, being sad in a way that is still projects being sexy.
Mm.
And I think that's why I love it, is it allows you to be sad publicly
mm-hmm.
in a way that you're still really hot.
Yeah, it's not pathetic. It's
yeah.
like, yeah, I'm sad.
It's like the kind of sad that makes people want to fix you.
Ooh, I love that. All right, so what's the first song that we have?
This first one is a banger.
Okay.
I love this song. It's by David Allan Coe, and it is called D-R-U-N-K.
Let's see. Is it playing?
I cannot hear. I also can't hear myself. How you
spell me? Okay. It's supposed to be coming through this.
Wait, I can hear a little. Turn it up.
It's all the way up, and I'm really not sure what's happening.
I can hear it faintly.
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm confused. I'm gonna. Let's see. You can kind of hear it.
D-R-U-N-K. And it lasts me all night long. It's the perfect medication for an ailment such as mine. I forget about the tears I've cried when the whiskey hits my mind. How do we spell relief? We get D-R-U-N-K. Lately since my baby left me, I do it almost every day. But I tell you, Johnny, it's the only thing I've found that'll take the pain away. How do we spell relief? We get D-R-U-N-K. How do we spell relief? We get D-R-U-N-K. How do we spell relief? We get D-R-U-N-K. We're having having fun now, ain't we?
We're having fun now, ain't we? All right. We figured out the technical difficulties. I was able to really hear that song, and I got it made me laugh a little bit. I'm sorry.
It did. Yeah. I think it's about being sad, but in a way that still we're having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The next one I want to do, I think, is another stage of being a sad cowboy, which is lashing out, I think.
Ooh.
So that's Johnny Cash, Cry, Cry, Cry.
The 1988 version.
It's important.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights of town. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. When the lights have lost the glow, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. I'd lie awake at night and wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask,
are bops, actually. I would classify them as bops. I think I was expecting slower, like, you know.
Well, yeah. Maybe we'll get there's going to be a few slow ones, but I do think that's part of why I like this as opposed to regular sad country, is it includes more bops.
Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to throw one in here, a bop that I thought actually fit the theme, but a lot of the puns I picked don't. But this is Kacey Musgraves' Starcrossed album that recently came out. This is the song Justified, which was like a lead single. And I am obsessed with it. I think it's a really great crossover of country and pop. And I mean, it's like you're angry. So yeah, here we go.
It was a fun, strange summer. I rolled on, didn't think of you. We lost touch with each other. Fall came and I had to move. Moving backwards, hurt comes after. Healing doesn't happen in a straight line. If I cried just a little, didn't want me. Tell me, what was I supposed to do? Moving on was feeling strong, but healing doesn't happen in a straight line. If I cried
then I change my mind. If I need just a little more time to deal with the fact that I should have treated you right, I'm more than just a little. If I cry just a little.
If you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn on your computer, what are you doing? Get the app. It's really cool. And everyone loves to have more apps. So the Radio Free Brooklyn app, you know, on the app store where you go and you buy your apps. It's really great. You just open the app and it plays the show that's playing. It's also, you can like go listen to my old shows on it. So I recommend that. All right. Continuing on with the theme, Stephanie, I'll turn it to you.
Oh, yeah. This next one, an old classic from Hank Williams. It is called, where is it?
I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. Sorry. I love how dramatic the titles are of a lot of these songs. From the album Low Down Blues.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. A distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. Shoes I'm wearing all the time is full of holes and nails. And brother, if I stepped on a worn out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Wonderful. Oh, it's just going right into the next song. Linda Ronstadt. Poor, poor, pitiful me. I hope that's okay. Do you have anything to say?
It rocks.
Mercy on me. Ooh, oh.
rock and roll. It's a rock and roll song.
Rock and roll.
I really dug this one. My next one, I don't feel that confident about it in fitting the theme, but I'm going to stick with it. It's Blue by Joni Mitchell. Pretty sad.
And I think it counts for the theme because of mentions of acid, booze, and ass.
And that's part of being a sad bastard cowboy.
Crown and anchor me, or let me sail away. Hey, Blue, there is a song for you, ink on a pin, underneath the skin, an empty space to fill.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
By the way, you're listening to The Mess on Radio Free Brooklyn, an independent listener-supported radio. Just FYI. That one was sad.
Yeah, this next one I think is fun. It's good for Halloween time because it is scary, but it's a vibe. It is Psycho by Jack Kittle.
This is an instrumental, isn't it? Okay.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let 'em lock me up.
Johnny's pub, mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? You'd better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. Sitting on a bench, mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Oh, mama, why don't you get up?
Oh, my God. This song was scary.
I took Jesse on a ride.
It was like he just so nonchalantly was like, and I killed them both. And I was like, okay, wait. And he's like, you think I'm psycho, mom? I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And then he kills her at the end? Mm-mm. That's spooky. For spooky season. So thanks for scaring me.
Cool. This next one isn't scary. This next one's more just kind of like a vibe. And it's not like entirely sad. It's just kind of like I'm walking around. I'm singing my little song, having thoughts. I'm smoking cigarettes. And it's about New York.
We love that.
It's called New York by Caitlin Rose.
City, I met a man, told me that his name was Dan. Said I don't know who I am, just who I wanna be. Told me that he didn't care, ran his fingers through my hair, tossed a coin up in the air and said, tails, come home.
Underneath. washed up movie queen. Bleach my hair, stain my face, made me drink just for the taste. And to burn out the monster this town has brought out in me. So Tennessee, when I get home, you just better leave me alone. Don't try to claim me as your own. I'm not the girl I used to be. And New York's a good time to let go. New York's a good time to let go, 'cause they're much too fast and you're too slow. And New York's a good time to let go. And New
interrupt the artists at the end. But, you know, it just made me think, you know, you're from Texas and mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, when you listen to this music, does it make you feel like you're in Texas?
It does remind me of like growing up and just hearing a lot of these songs just around. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't actively try to listen to country music until I moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because when I'm in Texas, I was like, I'm not like these people. I'm going to leave. And then now I'm in New York and I'm like, I'm not like these people. I'm actually from Texas.
Yes. But I feel like you have quite a few friends who are also from Texas.
Yeah.
And I love when y'all get together y'all. And play these songs that I have no idea what they are.
But do you like them?
Yes. Yes. I like God is great, beer is good.
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. We aren't playing that one. That's a different kind of vibe. But mm-hmm. also, you could throw that in at any point. The next song I feel like is like a major, major sad bastard cowboy song, Hello Walls by Willie Nelson.
Ooh.
Hello, wall.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away. And I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, wind.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here. Is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We gotta or else I'll lose my mind. I got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Before I continue the show, I want to let you know that if you happen to be an Amazon shopper, Rolls Eyes, and would like to donate in a way that costs nothing to you, you go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/Amazon and register RFB as your Amazon Smile charity. So every time you shop, a portion of your purchase benefits Radio Free Brooklyn. And I did recently do that when I purchased my Halloween costume, because, you know, you got to get it here fast. So do that. Let's continue on with this theme. I'm like, I want to drink some whiskey tonight. What is this feeling? And I like that last song. It was about talking to walls. I feel like there's not enough songs about walls.
Living alone vibes.
Yeah. All right. I don't know a lot of country music, but I know that John Prine was very important in music. So the next song's by him. And it's called That's the Way the World Goes Round. And is there anything else? Sorry, I just introduced it.
It's just like sometimes, like, you're sad, you're like, and that's just how it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's also the theme along with alcoholism.
The theme along with alcohol. But I absolutely agree. Absolutely. Here we go.
I got glue on my string. That's the way that the world goes round.
Muscles in his head, ain't never been used. Thinks he owns half of this town. Starts drinking heavy, gets a big red nose. Beats his old lady with a rubber hose. Then he takes her out to dinner, buys her new clothes. That's the way that the world goes down. That's the way that the world goes round. You up one day, the next you down. It's a happening to water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. I was sitting in the bathtub, counting my toes when the radiator broke. Water all froze, I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun come through the window. The ice all broke, I stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You up one day, the next you down.
I liked it.
You like John Prine.
Yeah. I like the classics.
The next song I love, because I feel like it's less common in like country music right now to be dissing a small town life or your hometown. And mm-hmm. I always appreciate when someone does it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Are You Sure? Which is a Willie Nelson song, but he's singing it with Casey Musgraves.
Ooh, I'm into it.
Thank you.
look around you, look down the bar from you, at the faces that you see. Are you sure this is where you wanna be? These are your friends, but are they friends? Do they love you as much as me? And are you sure this is where you wanna be? You seem in such a hurry to lead this kind of life, and you call
take a good look at all the local used to be's. Are you sure that this is where you want to be?
to a SpongeBob episode, I want to say. And I also wanted to say that I'm really taking an appreciation to country music and its diverse subject matter in the songs, whereas I feel like pop music is very like, let's party, I love you, I'm over you, or I don't know. But this is the stories and, you know, the nuance.
Yeah.
I'm really appreciating.
It proves like a song can be about anything. I feel like the next song is another, it's a wild ride of a story. It's not very sad, but it is about pool. And I feel like being a sad bastard cowboy is a lot about shooting pool.
And Stephanie over here is good at that. So
thank you.
So hit her up to play pool.
When you were a little younger, round me you might have learned a thing or two. If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. As he walked into the pool room, you could tell he didn't fit. In his handmade boots, custom suit, pearl-handled shooting stick. Tonight there'd be a showdown. Then everyone would know who shoots the meanest game around, the Baron or Billy Joe. Billy Joe looked edgy, about to lose his cool. But the Baron's hands were steady as the two began to duel. Yeah, he was like a general on a battlefield of slate. And he would say to Billy Joe, each time he sunk the eight, he'd say,
I wish I had known you when you were a little younger.
Round me you might have learned a thing or two.
If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger.
Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Now Billy Joe was busted, but he hadn't felt a sting. And from the far end of the table, he threw his mother's wedding ring. And he said, you won my money, but it ain't gonna do the trick. I'll bet this ring on one more game against your fancy stick. The Baron's eyes got foggy as the ring rolled on the felt, and he almost doubled over like he was hit below the belt. 20 years ago, it was the ring his wife had worn, and he didn't know before he left that a son would soon be born. It sounded just like thunder when the Baron shot the break, but it grew quickly quiet as he lined up the eight. Then a warm hand touched his shoulder, and it chilled him to the bone when he turned and saw the woman who had loved him for so long. The game was never finished. The eight ball never fell. The Baron calmly picked it up and put it on the shelf. Then he placed the ring in the hands that held him long ago, and he tossed that fancy shooting stick to his son Billy Joe. And he said,
well, I wish I had known you when you were a little younger.
Round me you might have learned a thing or two.
If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger.
Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do.
Wow, I love that one too. Okay, so the last song that I added was actually the first song I thought of, which is Fire and Rain by James Taylor. I just thought, you know, cowboys have seen a lot, and that's why they're sad.
Just yesterday morning,
so
they let me
Fire
know
and Rain.
Gone.
I've seen sunny days. You get it.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
All right, coming towards the end of the show here, Stephanie, you've really changed my heart about... No, I didn't hate country music before. I just don't listen to it. But now...
You didn't realize you could vibe to it.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like, I would never go to put it on. But now I'm like, okay, this is actually a mood and a vibe that I would seek out. And I was saying, you know, I'd love to, you know, one day come visit, you know, Texas and kind of do the whole thing. And, you know, drink on the water.
$2 beers.
Yep. And, you know, just vibe. Okay, so two more songs that you have picked.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about them.
I'm glad we're ending on them because I feel like they are exactly the theme. They're like as close to the theme as we can get of Sad Bastard Cowboy. And so we've got Mac Allen Smith's I'm Not Drunk, I'm Just Drinking. And then leading right into Midland, Drinking Problem.
Mm. I love it.
And I'm seeing them live.
You're seeing Midland live.
I'm so excited.
Where are you seeing it?
Somewhere in Manhattan. But I'm going with Jared.
I'm not stoned.
Very cool.
I'm just thinking about the way that you done me, thinking about what used to be, but I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking. I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking. I'm not stoned, I'm just thinking about your big blue eyes, thinking about your little white lies, but I'm not drunk, I'm just drinking. I know it's true that I'm drinking every time that you see me, but that don't mean that I have to, you see, it's just something to do. I'm just drinking. I'm not stoned. I'm just thinking about what's right or wrong. Baby, you know you've done me wrong, but I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking. I know it's true that I'm drinking every time you see me, but that don't mean that I have to. You see, it's just something to do. But I'm not drunk, I'm just drinking. I'm not stoned, I'm just thinking about what's right or wrong. Baby, you know you've done me wrong, but I'm not drunk, I'm just drinking. No, I'm not drunk, I'm just drinking. Baby, I'm not drunk, but I keep on drinking.
One more down, one more round. First one in, last one out. Giving this town lots to talk about. But they don't know, but they don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. On the rocks. It's a broken heart and thinking problem. So pull my bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking it all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it
just because people say I've got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom just 'cause I'm living on the rock. Get shot at.